All right, morning kindergarten. So what did we learn this week? What did we learn? Let's see. Sylvia, we had a really exciting week, didn't we?
We went to the Lincoln Leprechaun's house.
What is that called again?
The Leprechaun Valley.
Leprechaun Valley. And where is that Leprechaun Valley?
It's in the downstairs of Lincoln School.
Downstairs of Lincoln School. So who can tell us, what does it look like? What does it look like?
There's the place.
Oh, Tommy, you have to wait for me to call on you. Lucia had her hand up first. Lucia, what does it look like? Tell me something about the Leprechaun Valley.
It had lights.
It had lights? Did it? For me, I thought it was a little dark. What do you guys think? No, you didn't think so? Tommy, what were you going to say?
There's a place in there called the Enchanted Forest.
The Enchanted Forest. It does lead to Ireland. That's funny, isn't it? All right, Laura, what else?
And we saw his shoes, and we saw what he had for breakfast.
Whose shoes?
The Lincoln Leprechaun.
The Lincoln Leprechaun shoes, you're right. What did he have for breakfast?
Cereal.
Well, what kind of cereal? Kate.
Lucky Charms.
So that was fun. We did a lot with the leprechaun this week, didn't we? We made a leprechaun hat. We drew a picture of a leprechaun. You wrote a letter to the leprechaun. What were some of the questions you asked the leprechaun in your letter? Who wants to tell me a question they asked the leprechaun? Luke.
Is the rainbow...
What is the rainbow story?
The rainbow story, at the end of the rainbow, where the pot of gold is.
Ah, you're right. That's a great question. Tate, what was your question?
My question was, do you like gold?
Do you like gold? Great question.
Yes.
Who else had a question they want to share? Sylvia.
How much gold do you have?
How much gold do you have? Eve, what was your question? How do you play tricks on the school? Those are all great questions. Really fun. I love when the Lincoln Leprechaun comes to visit. He only comes once a year, right? When does he come? What holiday are we celebrating?
St. Patrick's Day.
You're right. All right, so what else did we learn this week besides the Lincoln Leprechaun? What else did we learn this week besides Lincoln Leprechaun? Marty.
Dog catcher.
Oh, tell us about that. What do you mean, the dog catcher? Was it a dog catcher?
No.
No.
A musher.
You're right. What does a musher do? What does a musher do, Tommy?
He gets pulled in a race. The dog pulls him on a sled.
The dog pulls him on a sled. Now we had one come today, didn't we? That was really interesting. And he brought his dog.
And Mr. Peters.
He made Mr. Peters dress up in all the snow gear.
Yeah,
right?
He looked hot.
He did look hot, didn't he?
Yeah, because he had two coats on.
Yeah, two coats. You're right, and he had big furry gloves. Why do you think the mushers need to wear all those clothes?
Because it's cold.
Friends, remember, wait till I call on you. Because it's cold. You're right. It is really cold. Now, why didn't the dog need to wear those clothes? Why doesn't the dog need to wear those clothes? Tate. Because the dog has fur. It has in the first called a coat. What else did he tell us about the dog, though? It has shoes. Does it wear shoes when it runs in the race? It does. You're right. Very good. All right. So what else did we learn this week? Lucia.
We learned about tornadoes.
About tornadoes. You're right. We talked a lot about the weather, didn't we? What kind of weather did we talk about this week? Tornadoes was one. What's another one?
Hurricanes,
Tommy? Yes, please wait till I call on you. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Hurricanes, yes. And let's see. Laura's got her hand up. What was the other one? Floods, you're right. Hurricanes, tornadoes, floods. What happens during a rainstorm sometimes, too, that we learned about? Sylvia.
There could be too much rain.
And what is that called when there's too much rain?
It's a flood.
A flood. What's it called when there's not enough rain? Do you remember?
A drought.
Good job, a drought. Now, what happens sometimes when there's a storm? What happens? Well, yes, a tornado, but something that happens more frequently, more often than a tornado. Liam. Well, hurricanes do happen, but they don't really happen more often, I don't think. I'm thinking of something that happens a lot, like during a storm in the summer.
Oh, thunderstorms.
Yes, thunderstorms. Thunder and what?
Lightning.
Lightning. What is lightning? What did we learn about lightning? What is it? Walter, what is lightning?
It's an energy in the sky that mixes together with snow flows and rain, electricity. And sometimes it just makes a spark in the sky, or it could like hit something, could electrocute, or it could electrocute someone, or.
Ooh, yes, that would be horrible, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness, you're right. Someone could die. That's why we have to, what should we do? What should be our focus when we have a bad storm? What should we do? We need to stay what?
Inside.
Marty, where do we need to stay?
In the house.
In the house when there's a bad storm. What if there's like a tornado? Where should you be?
In your basement.
Thank you, Jake. In the basement. Go ahead, Tommy.
Place that doesn't have windows. It can't just be your basement.
Well, it can be your basement. I understand. Some people have windows in their basement, too. They're usually small, though, right? It's important that you are in a room. If you can't get to your basement, and a basement's below ground, that you go into a room that's in the middle of your house, like a bathroom or something. But if it doesn't have windows, that's the best. Okay? Because why should you be in a room with no windows? Do you remember what we talked about, Luke?
Because the windows could break apart and then the tornado could just come inside and take over the rest of the place.
Was that the reason?
It cannot come in.
Well, it's wind, so the wind could come in. Yes, that part is right. If the windows broke, the wind could come in more. But what is a real reason, Tommy?
So the sharp points don't.
You're right. You want to make sure that you're not in a glass or a room with glass, because the glass would shatter all over you, and that would be really bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and if the glass settles on you, sometimes a pointed part could
hurt you really bad. You're right.
Now. Yes.
Yeah, you would definitely need a Band-Aid for sure.
And you do want to be in your.
Friends, let's get back on track. Yes, you're right, Walter. It would hurt you really badly. Now, remember, we talked about tornadoes. We talked about staying safe in tornadoes. You need to go into a basement. We talked about thunderstorms. What kind of warnings do you know of that people give when there's like a tornado or a really bad thunderstorm? Who can tell me one warning that we know of? Eve. Sometimes if you're watching TV, there's a notice on TV. What's another way, Liam?
A loud beep noise that's like
beep.
That comes out of where?
That comes out of like a siren.
There's a siren too. You're right. There's a siren from the village. A loud beep noise comes from the phone sometimes, and also the TV or the radio. So it's really important that you listen to those sounds and you take cover if something severe happens. All right. So, friends, we're almost out of time. So the last thing is we published our book. We're finally publishing our informational book today. And I'm so excited because you guys did such a nice job. And everyone today recorded their page. So I'm going to put it all together and we'll publish it. And it's going to be wonderful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's going to be like a movie. You're right. Well, Madeline's page is in there, but Madeline's not here today, so she couldn't record her work. But it is. It's going to be like a movie. You're absolutely right. Well, tomorrow's Saturday, right? Well, we're going to publish it today. So, unfortunately, she won't be able, but her page will still be in there. All right, my friends, let's say goodbye and have a great weekend, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day.